Sidra. Sidra stepped into the workshop, her scrib in the kit's hands. Pepper, do you have a minute? Pepper looked up from the sim cap she was repairing.
I have several.
The kit took a breath. She set the scrib down flat on Pepper's workbench. I was hoping this might be a good time to talk about the thing I've been working on. Pepper grinned. She put her tools aside and sat down.
So, do I finally get to see the mystery project?
Yes. Sidra gestured at the scrib. A set of blueprints appeared. Pepper leaned forward, studying. This, Sidra began,
is an AI framework,
Pepper said, eyes darting from junction to junction. She raised an absent eyebrow and looked Sidra in the eye.
And it's also my house.
The kit swallowed. Pepper gave a patient smile.
You're not being presumptuous, if that's what you're worried about. I have no problem ripping walls open.
She leaned back in her chair. I'm all ears. Sidra regrouped. She was off script now. A quick adjustment of the intro, and I've done a lot of research, and I think this could be accomplished rather easily. You've already got cable columns throughout the walls, so you could run the physical pathways alongside. My room could remain just that, my room. With some extra hardware and a cooling system, it would be an absolutely suitable spot for a core. She gestured at the scrib, and a new set of images appeared. I could have cameras in all the rooms we share now, excluding your room and the bathroom, of course, and even, she gestured again, a few outside. Another gesture brought up a table of numbers. According to what I've found, I could buy all the supplies for the equivalent of 11 10-days on my current wages. If you'd be agreeable to starting on this project soon, I could work off the cost. No problem. Pepper tapped her finger over her lips as she thought. You want to install yourself in my house?
Yes.
Okay. How does this setup benefit me? For starters, increased security. I know you've got an alarm bot hive in case somebody breaks in, but it's a very basic model. With me, you'd have a way of preventing trouble before it starts. If something was wrong, I could wake you up, call the authorities, and have all the lights in the house on in the blink of an eye. Same goes for medical emergencies. If something happened to you or Blue and the other wasn't home, I'd be there to help.
Interesting. What else?
Enhanced communications and convenience. Want to order dinner? I can take care of it. Want to have all the newest Sims downloaded to your hub before you come home? Give me a list of what you want, and I'll have it done. Want me to read you your messages while you get ready for work? That's a good 20 minutes I can shave off your morning.
Pepper laced her fingers together under her chin. And what do you get out of this?
I just think this arrangement would be better for everyone.
I'm asking why.
Sidra looked at her friend for a moment. How is Pepper not getting this? I don't belong out here. I'm going to get someone in trouble. You or Blue or Tack. All three of you, maybe. There are too many variables, and I don't know how this, she pointed at the kit, is going to react to any of them.
Is this about the thing that happened at the vortex?
The kit froze. In part. How do you know about that?
Tack told me, after he brought you home.
Sidra's pathways crackled with indignation. He told you? He was just worried about you. Wanted to make sure your kit wasn't malfunctioning. Sidra tried to squash the petty sense of betrayal. If anything, whatever exchange had happened between Pepper and Tack further bolstered her point. Well, that's exactly what I mean. I don't belong out there with Tack, and I'm just going to get you in trouble. One day, someone's going to ask me a question that I shouldn't answer. I'm working on that, Sidra. I'm sorry, Lattice is a beast. You shouldn't have to be learning it. You shouldn't have to be rearranging your life for me.
I know you're not going out as much as you used to. I see your calendar. I know things were different before I got here. I'm a hindrance to you. I'm a danger. You're not. I am. And I'm not getting used to this. To life out here. I know you don't understand that, but I am tired. I am tired of going outside every single day and having to fight my vision and my movement and everything else that's boxed up inside this fucking thing. I'm tired of every day being a chore. Sidra, I understand. You don't. You have no idea what it's like. The kit tugged at its hair. I have a form that doesn't suit me right now. Tack gets it, but you don't. What? Because he's Sean? Because he's Aeluan. They all have to get implants in order to fit in. Yeah. But that's it right there. They do it to fit in. We live in a society, Sidra. Societies have rules. You break rules all the time. I break laws. That's different. Social rules have their place. It's how we all get along. It's how we trust each other and work together. And yeah, there is a big, stupid law that keeps you from getting the same deal as everybody else. That's bullshit, and if I could change it, I would have done so a long time ago. But that isn't the world we live in, and there are some things we have to step carefully around. That is all I'm trying to help you do, to help you to fit in so you don't attract the wrong attention. Pepper pointed at the schematic. This is not going to help you the way you think it will. You want to sit in a house with nothing happening inside, alone for most of the day, every day? I'd have the linkings. You would be alone. Intelligent sapiens like you and me don't do well that way. I don't care if we're organic or synthetic or whatever. Something pained and angry bled into her voice. AIs aren't supposed to be left alone. They need people. You need people. I can't exist like this. You can. The rest of us do. You can too if you try. I am trying. You want me to do something I'm not made for. I can't change what I am, Pepper. I can't think like you or react like you just because I'm stuck behind the same kind of face right now. This face, Stars, you have no idea what it's like to walk past that mirror by the door every morning and to see a face that belongs to someone else. You have no idea what it's like to be stuck in a body someone else. Sidra stopped as she realized what she was saying. Pepper was not a large woman, but even seated, she seemed tall. Are you going to finish that sentence? She said. Her tone was quiet. Final. Sidra said nothing. She shook the kit's head. Pepper stared at her for a few seconds, her face like stone. I need some air, she said. She stood and walked toward the door. She paused before she left. I'm on your side, Sidra, but don't you ever say that to me again.